Today is the only day when the rubrics of the liturgy recommend that the homily be extremely short. And the reason is not only because the readings were so long, but it's because the gospel needs no commentary. It speaks on its own. I would like only to share with you a couple of words about the fact that you saw we draped, we veiled the cross and also the Blessed Mother. Some were wondering why. It's a very old tradition, and it's optional. It's a symbolic gesture, only symbolic. We are not covering everything. Well, we were not able to cover the risen Christ only because we cannot reach it. But the reason we cover it is because, you see, the cross reminds us of the passion of the Lord. But in these days, we don't simply want to remember. We want to relive. We want to take in the passion of the Lord as it happens. Also, there are some other explanations, interpretations of this tradition. A mystical one says that Jesus went hiding in the last week. We read it in the Gospel of John, chapter 8, verse 59. It says, they picked up stones to throw at him, but Jesus went hiding out of the temple area. So as Jesus was hiding, we hide the cross. Most of all, we cover the cross because, see, the passion was hiding Jesus' divinity and even his humanity. The wounds of Jesus disfigured him so much that it's impossible to recognize in him a human being, much less the Son of God. So that's why we cover the crosses. At the beginning of Lent, we had Roger Granier here, a composer, a vocalist, musician, Christian artist, who led the Stations of the Cross, sharing with us some meditations written by Pope Emeritus Benedict XVI, and images and songs. There is especially one song that has captivated me, both intellectually and emotionally. It's at the moment when Jesus is in the Garden of Gethsemane. Roger Granier said, that's the moment when the first battle was won. Jesus was in the midst of his agony. He was afraid. Luke says he was sweating blood. And so the song that Roger Granier interpreted is a song by Dallas Holm titled Father. And it's a prayer that Jesus made. It goes like this: Father, is there no other way? Father, I know not how to pray. I've always thought to do your will, and that is my desire still. But why do I feel so alone? Such sorrow I have never known. Father, is there no other way? Is there a way that you can see to let this cup pass from me? But even while I spoke those words, deep in my heart, your voice I heard. Father, there is no other way. I'll do your will today. That's where the first battle was won. Jesus willingly decided to enter his passion. As we say at Mass, at the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion. The Gospel of John puts it in this way in chapter 10. This is why, says Jesus, the Father loves me, because I lay down my life. No one takes it from me. I lay down on my own. Jesus freely, willingly entered the passion. It was his choice. I think that It challenges us to willingly, intentionally enter this Holy Week with a desire to feel compassion for the Passion of Christ, to acknowledge in all that we see, to acknowledge a choice of love. So much He loved us that He gave His life willingly. Let us today make that choice to enter this Holy Week with the intention of living it fully, of accompanying Jesus' passion with deep compassion.